for you.
The stage is ready for our Kiwi musicians here on a Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. It's a live show, 23rd May 2023, or it will be available as a replay later on in the near future. Maybe you're listening from the future now, who knows? But anyways, welcome to the show. It's a showcase of New Zealand music every week, streaming on kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. This week we have two guests. We have JT plus Agnostics joining us again. They have been on the podcast before, and if you like Kiwiana blues, it's a really cool Waikato band fronted by John Thompson. And he will be joining us today in the first half of the show. And on the second half of the show, we also have heavy rock, hard psychedelic rock gods that are the Dolphin Friendly Band, now commonly known as Dolph, apparently. So we'll be speaking with Dolph on the second half of the show. But first of all, a request for a Kiwi song of the day. It goes out to Hammond Gamble. That's the artist. The song is called Should I Be Good or Should I Be Evil? You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Hope you enjoy this opening track.
I sit here in total darkness, far from being asleep, as my love awakes, I think I'll have to cheat. Standing here in total silence, from where you breathe, should we stay together or is it better if I leave? Should I be good or should I be evil? Gotta see the vision so truth can be revealed. Should I be good or should I be evil? Stand yourself in my shoes and tell me what you feel. Lying here in total sadness, how much can I take? Should I be good or should I be evil? Gotta see the vision so truth could be revealed. Should I be good or should I be evil? Stand yourself in my shoes, tell me how you feel. Oh, I have done right and I have done wrong. You must see through all I can see. I guess my fate is sad. It's with deep regret that I look back how I used to be. I'm lying here in total sadness. Think my heart will break. See the teardrops fall. put yourself in my shoes and tell me how you feel. Should I be good or should I be evil? Gotta see the vision so truth can be revealed. Should I be good or should I be evil? Stand yourself in my shoes. Tell me how you feel.
And you're tuned in to KiwiRadio.nz, opening the hour with Hammond Gamble. I've never heard of that artist before. I don't know why, but thank you for recommending that one. That is Should I Be Good or Should I Be Evil? First up, we have JT Agnostics joining us on the first half of the show. Agnostics.nz is their website, and it's led by the wonderful JT himself. On the phone right now, we'll be doing a three-song showcase. Give it up for John Thompson. Welcome to the show there, John. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah. Kia ora. Thank you. Kia ora. Ka pai.
Hey, John. So are you in Waikato at the moment?
Yeah, coastal Waikato. I live in Kapia, right out on the coast. Right?
How is it over there? We're in Auckland right now, so how's Waikato?
No, it's quite a peaceful night, actually. I got the fire going, but I didn't really need to, right?
Do you have stars out tonight?
Yes, there are. It's been a beautiful day today, bright, clear.
Beautiful.
Low sunlight, typical late autumn stuff. Beautiful.
Yep. Lovely. Well, speaking of stars, it's a star-studded lineup tonight with our Kiwi stars, Agnostics. Tell us about the band, if for anyone that hasn't heard of you.
Okay, it really is, the brains behind it is me and... a guy called Majek Rivowitz, who's a guitar player and a pretty good Mac whiz. And we started in the first lockdown in 2020. I rang him and said we'd done a couple of gigs together and we'd done a couple of my songs, which were quite simple. And he said, I really like your songs. And yeah, thanks, man, that stuff. And then I was sitting in my garden in lockdown thinking, what am I going to do? And so I rang Majek and I said, do you want to have a go at writing some songs, over the net, using GarageBand and he's got whatever. So that's how it started, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll be checking out your music tonight. So tell us about the first song, Every Time I Walk Out the Door.
Oh, okay. It's a slow blues. I mean, it's a joke. We're not a conventional blues band. We don't play Sweet Home Chicago or any of that stuff. We try to do our own material and stuff that's not super well known. And this song is just like a jazzy slow blues, conventional 12 bar, 8 bar chorus and stuff, and great guitar solo from Majek, which you'll enjoy listening to.
Well, we'll shout out to your band member there. We're going to be doing a blues music sandwich, I guess, starting off with a blues one. Not sure what your second one will be like, but we'll keep it a surprise. But the third one actually has the word blues in the title, so I'm guessing it will be blues. So here comes the blues sandwich coming from New Zealand. The artist is JT plus Agnostics, and you're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz.
No matter how much we got, we'll always want more. It's the same thing when we're undecided. That's the time we really ought to be sure. That's when I get that same old feeling. Every time we walk out that door. It's a sad thing when we've been given love and we just don't know what it's for.
that thing. When you and I say we don't love each other anymore. That's when I get that same old feeling. Every time we walk out that door. Sure, I wanna be there when what's hidden has been shown. Sometimes when I'm with you, baby, you know all those secrets have been known. A little undecided, but I keep coming back for more. In my heart of hearts, I know I've never had love like this before.
JT plus Agnostics opening the show there with Every Time I Walk Out the Door. Beautiful blues music coming from New Zealand. Now, JT, you've been doing a few house concerts recently, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 75 now. The other band members have all got gold cards.
Congratulations.
And the thought of playing in pubs where people aren't really there to listen to you and, just want the classics. So we've done really well out of house concerts, They've paid really well in there, and you're so good to play to people who actually come to listen to you. Yeah.
That's awesome. And it's such a nice, vibe as well, Whānau, Koha.
Yeah, that's right. And you only need, to make it economic, 40 or 50 people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And,
What are some of your memorable house concerts? Can you tell us some stories?
Actually, just one just up the road from me here in the big, it's the old, it's in Oparo, just a, you know, 5K up the road, and it was the old policeman's house, and there's this huge lounge, you know, it's like, you know, 12 by 5 metres, you know. So we did a really good one there last winter, and Ellie, the person who lives there, she was on with me the other day saying, hey, give me a date, let's do another one. So that's nice, and it was just for locals. That, you know, sometimes when you're a musician and you're working out of the, you know, working in the community, people think, well, what do? You know, and if they can come and see you, that really does, you know, improve the relationship, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Awesome. Are you surprised sometimes by who shows up?
Yep, I'm surprised that younger people show up sometime, and I'm surprised that younger people enjoy it, right? But in fairness, our audience is an older age group, right? I mean, we've made a commitment not to play loud. I mean, you can play Gutsy without playing loud. Yeah. We just, otherwise it'll just short people's hearing aids out and stuff.
So the drummer is playing to the room, doesn't necessarily need amplifiers.
Correct, yeah. Sometimes
nice.
Just the
I like
drum.
That.
Yeah.
Now that's so cool. You know, I think I'd fit well at one of your concerts because I love blues. It's just such a timeless genre. What do you think makes blues accessible to a lot of people?
Because I think it's inevitably about feelings, eh? And it's... you know, it's feelings when you're on the wrong side of what you think's right. Yeah, does that make sense? You've either broken up with a relationship, or you know, something really bad's happened to you, or you know. But it can be funny as well, you know.
Right.
It's a.
Give us an example of funny blues.
Were you going to play one in a minute?
Oh, are you talking about So Wait or the other song?
No, I'm talking about Nobody Blues. Okay, I'll talk about So Wait now.
Let's talk about So Wait, and then we'll also follow that up with the funny blues song, so stick around for that. Tell us about So Wait.
So Wait is a sort of semi-autobiographical song, actually, and there's a reference there to I was all night up at the pub drinking beer, I think is one of the verses, and I wrote it about when I met my present wife 43 years ago, and I'd been to see Street Talk at the Glue Pot. So there's the connection with the first song. How's that?
Sounds like a great connection. Let's listen to it now. You're tuned into kiwiradio.nz. Summercast, upfm.co.nz here on Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. We're almost halfway through, and we've got a wonderful first guest here. So Wait is the track name.
Walked in, I'd been up to get a second or third gin. You just walked in on your way out with a friend. I didn't say much, I didn't want to offend. I had one more night on my own to misspend. So wait. When you first said,
look here,
I'd been all night up at the pub drinking beer, and I wasn't ready when you first said okay. But another time we knew we'd both have our way, 'cause we knew there'd be one more day. So wait. Sometimes seem ingrained. Those early years now seem somehow strained. Like who's at home, who's out on show, who wants to be here and who wants to go, who wants to do the twist, the dance, the mambo. So we'll be right back.
the kitchen, so we must love the heat. We got two mortgages, a car on the street. You paint your pictures and play and pee bass guitar. We both still dream sometimes of being a star. But who knows yet, we've come so far, so wait. T plus Agnostics playing on Kiwi Radio tonight. I have to say, I really love those backing tracks. The gospel female vocals just rounds up the sound, right?
So that's Kate Byrne. She lives in Hamilton, so she's done some. You know, when we're recording the studio, I give her a ring. She's often got some really good ideas. You know, when she comes in, rather than say, "Hey, ring this," she sing this. She, you know, yeah. Yeah.
It's actually just one female vocalist?
Yeah, and then double track.
Because she sounds like three people. How does she kind of make that happen?
She just sing it, you know, over and over again in the studio and just stack them up, you know.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
He's very good at that, yeah. It does mean the tune's not quite as gospel-y live, but that's only the question of money because you can't afford to pay everybody live.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I suppose you could use some clever wizardry and, I don't know, sample it from a keyboard or something. I don't know. There'll be options, right?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could. I've never really investigated that. You know, I think I'm too old for it, really.
Yeah. I think I remember because I have a friend that's the roadie for the Kooks, which is a British band, and they actually have a few songs that have vocals, like it sounds like gospel singers, and they use the micro sampler from Korg or something like that. So the keyboardist is actually playing keys, but it's like the voice is the voices of the gospel, and it just sounds really cool. And that's how they pull off the budget, I guess. But you know, you got to be clever. And musicians are pretty clever, though, aren't they? Especially JT plus Agnostics.
Yeah, Musick's pretty clever. he's the clever fellow in the band. Right.
Tell us what is the greatest joy so far from your wonderful music career? And by the way, congratulations on the Silver Scroll. Would that be the highlight, or was
I've never entered anything like that before, so I thought I'll just enter it. And even though that song's a conventional blues and it's not really very trendy. Trendy's not the right word. Popular. You know, I think it's a really good song. And Silver Scroll is about songwriting, you know, not so much the performance.
Or flashy music videos or, you know, anything like that. It's the song.
We've got three music videos. We've got a really good one of that song on YouTube. It was shot by a friend of mine, Simon Raby, who's worked on Lord of the Rings. He's a friend of mine. And he offered to do it. I said, look, I can't afford to pay you. But he said, no, that's all right. He said, I really love that song. So
check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
By the way, the song that we're talking about that won the Silver Scroll was the first song out of the three song set today. So rewind back.
I haven't won anything. I just said I've entered it, right? Sorry.
Oh. Whoa, okay.
Yeah, this is this big annual thing. This is this big annual thing. This is the first time I've ever entered anything like that.
Oh, okay. Way back. Well, I think it deserves a winning spot anyway. So, I'm biased.
My feeling, if it gets into the last whatever, you know, if it makes the cut, to use a golf terminology, you know, that'd be good. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoy your music, and if Mr. Lord of the Rings, mate, your contact there, enjoys it, then that says a lot. So, congratulations. Yeah, you've certainly gained a few fans already, myself included. So, leads us to the third song for the set. It's the Nobody Blues. It's the funny blues song. So why do you reckon it's a funny blues? What does that even mean?
Well, you know, the first lines are, I've got the nobody blues because I'm never in the news and hardly anybody knows my name, you know, that kind of thing, right? Do you ever remember that song? Was it on the cover of the Rolling Stone, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of, you know, I'd love to be famous, but I'm not, and, you know, what can I do, you know? Can I get on Instagram or do a dance on TikTok, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So, yeah, I think it's funny.
Well, I'll tell you.
It was intended to be funny when I wrote it, right? Yeah.
Well, can I share you my funny blues song story?
Yeah. Go on.
I was flatting with a friend of mine, very musical guy, plays piano and everything, and he was in the kitchen washing dishes, and here I am in the living room, and I decided to just do a jam on my guitar, but at the time I only had one string on the guitar, so we did a jam called the One String Blues. I got the one string blues. It was hilarious. It was recorded once. It was a live take. Yeah. And out of all my serious records that I've done with This Flight Tonight and Ralphie, ralphe.bandcamp.com, that's his favorite. That's been a favorite with a few friends. And I'm like, but that was recorded live with a really bad microphone. So maybe submit that one to the Silver Scroll. So there we go. But if it's competing against JT Plus Agnostics, it's definitely not going to win because JT Plus Agnostics rocks the blues genre very well. So anyway, let's go back to you. The website is agnostics.nz, right?
Yep, agnostics.nz. Isn't that amazing that page wasn't taken, you know?
Yes.
Well, agnostics don't care, so why would they have a page, huh?
Similarly, when we claimed our domain, kiwiradio.nz, we also have kiwiradio.co.nz. Yeah, at the time, I was like, you mean no one's thought of this domain?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
We're the early adopters of the .nz domain. NZ, Kiwis are doing well creatively in the music scene, don't you think? What do you think of New Zealand music?
I think it's come of age, you know. I mean, it's, you know, in all kinds of levels. You know, you've got big bands like 616 LAB. You know, they're selling out stadiums. I mean, that's never happened before, has it? You know, it's selling out stadiums in New Zealand. I'm sorry, what I meant to say. I think music's taken more seriously now. I mean, it's hard for me to say because, I mean, I'm 75, man. I'm on the downhill run now, you know. So I'm only going to do what I want to do. Yeah. And, money isn't really an issue. Right? Yep.
In your wisdom of 75 years, what is your wise words of what makes someone happy? Is that, like, what is it that... you know, completes the happiness. I mean, I'm asking a guy that sings the blues, but so obviously it's a oxymoron. But, you know, like, what is it? What, if you could name one word or one thing that maintain, like, the best thing in life, what is it? Is it music? Is it, what is it? Hard question, isn't it?
Relationships.
That's a good one.
Relationships with humans. Yeah.
And what's a successful relationship look like?
What is it, what, mate?
What does a successful relationship look like?
Oh, okay. Being able to pull your head in when you need to.
Getting it done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then not, you know, not fighting over trivia. Yep.
Well, yep. JT, what's next for you guys in this year? Anything you can announce?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd ask me that because Mojik and I think we've got, just looking at the sheet, we've got 5 new tunes on the go for our next sort of recording bash, and with the 4 that we've already done, that's kind of 9, and there's another couple that won't take too much work, and we're trying to get an album out before Christmas, right? And then there's the issue of, you know, how do you release it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you please release something on Bandcamp?
Yeah, you can do. But, I mean, you know, it's sort of nice to be able to give something physical, so I'm thinking about that as well.
Ooh, okay.
What that could be.
Well, I guess we'll have to keep an eye out on the website.
It'll be screamed loud and high from the rooftop.
Yeah, for sure. JT, I for one am a big fan. I mean, I love blues music, and you guys do it really well. So,
thank you, mate.
Yeah, wishing you much success for your next run of releases from now till Christmas. If you want to check out,
maybe we can talk again in the spring, eh? When it's nearly there.
It's not a maybe, it's a definite. I mean, you are friends of the podcast. Anytime you need to come back, please do. Yep. We always enjoy your music. And JT, wishing you the best of this year, and keep bluesing it. Is that even a thing?
Thank you very much, mate.
Keep bluesing it? What's the punchline with the blues these days? Do you have a tagline?
JT plus agnostics, blues you can believe.
Oh, blues you can believe. There we go. JT, wishing you the best. Stay creative.
I've got the I'm nobody blues, 'cause I'm never in the news, and hardly anybody knows my name. I've got the I'm nobody blues, 'cause I'll never get to choose when to have my 15 minutes of fame. Nobody knows just who I am, have to get on Instagram and do a dance on TikTok for a change. I've got the I'm nobody blues, 'cause I'm never in the news, hardly anybody knows my name. I've got the I'm nobody blues, there's nothing I won't excuse, as long as it'll put me in the frame. I've got the I'm nobody blues, and I'm looking for some clues about how to get out there and light my flame. I can tell a story about drugs, or hanging out with thugs, or had a fight with cancer in my brain. I've got the I'm nobody blues, I'm never in. Paid my dues, but I got no reputation anybody could defame. I've got the I'm nobody blues, there's no one I wouldn't schmooze. I really haven't got a bit of a shame. I'll even take a course in lying and a workshop for crying. I'll even claim that I've been born again. I've got the I'm nobody blues, 'cause I'm never in the news, and hardly anybody knows my name. Hardly anybody knows my name.
I've been here for a month. Kitty drawer. Few months in Auckland, you know, family and that sort of thing. But apart from that, I'm known by a very few people. And with a initials like JT, you could get confused with a lot of people. Won't mention any names.
Kiwi Radio. That was JT plus Agnostics. Go check them out on their official website for more details. That's agnostics.nz. Up next, we have on the second half of the show, Dolphin Friendly, now commonly known as Dolph. Welcome to the show, Dolphin Friendler.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hear you loud and clear. Very good. Tell us who
awesome,
are we speaking
good to hear.
With. Who are we speaking with?
G'day, I'm Thomas, or Big T, a lot of people call me.
Big T.
Play bass player.
Oh, it's the bass player doing the promo today. Well, Big T, thanks for representing the band for tonight here on Kiwi.
No worries.
You've got a lot of buzz with the Dolph. Why did you shorten it to Dolph?
Yeah.
I just hope I guess it gives you Adolf, you know?
Yeah. So far, we've gone lucky to sort of escape that one.
Okay.
I think it was sort of just the Dolphin Friendly, just it can be hard to take seriously, I guess, can't it? I think was a big concern, but it sort of stays a lot about us anyway, and whether you call us Dolphin Friendly or Dolph, we're sort of happy either way.
Okay, well, just make sure you just shorten it to Dolph and don't add any letters at the front. You'll be fine. So you are all about promoting environmentalism. I can't even say that word tonight. Ocean sustainability and social well-being. Give us some examples of what you've done. Are your keyboards made out of leaves? Tell us.
No, our keyboard's pretty standard. We actively try and donate to certain causes every, like you said, the environmental sustainability, it comes with the name. We sort of practice that every day, and we like to have a good social awareness of well-being and stuff, but with every tour we do as well, we try to allocate 10% of all the profits to a charity of choice. So, for example, our last tour was for a women's refuge. So 10% of all the profits we got there went straight to them. And they're lovely people, like, lovely to work with, honestly, and couldn't think of a much better charity to do it with. But it's just an easy way to kind of stay active in our communities and sort of give back to the people that really make us, you know, able to do what we do, I suppose.
Awesome. Well, tell us, what is your biggest love of being a musician and giving good vibes to the Kiwis out there? What's the biggest pro?
Oh, yeah, honestly, and I hate to say it because you don't need to be a musician to do it. But it's a great excuse just to get around and see the entire country, really.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you just don't really understand what's at your doorstep until you really go around and see it. You know, I hadn't been anywhere around the Coromandel prior to joining the band.
Wow.
And I know, yeah, when you're up there and peak summertime, it doesn't even feel like you're in New Zealand, you know. It feels like you're over the ditch or something, and the beach, it's just an incredible place to be. But like I said, you don't need to actually be a musician to do that.
No, for sure.
It's just a good sort of side piece to the job, I guess, you know. And it really is just an excuse to go up there and just give 100% of what you've got to whoever wants to hear it, and just a real adrenaline rush, you know.
That's cool. There's some really cool photos of you guys doing some wicked shows. Tell us, what's the ride been so far? I mean, you're playing some pretty big crowds.
Oh yeah, man. Thanks for asking. It's been a wild ride. Like I don't think any of us really thought as a collective, you know, that we'd be we'd actually be doing some of the things that we've been doing, you know. We all kind of started together in Bock, our drummer's garage, just sort of jamming. And I think it really just goes to show that, you know, it is, anything's just possible in that regard, you know, and you just never know when that opportunity is going to come up, you know. With all the festivals and stuff, like, we've just been so blessed to be able to play, like, Bay Dreams and Rhythm and Vines. Like, there's some of New Zealand's biggest festivals that we've all been to just in our own time without actually playing, you know, something we never thought would actually be a thing. And getting that email, you know, to ask to play those things, that really just changes the game for you. And so you sort of never really shake off the feeling when you get, when you do play these big shows, you know, and play for these big crowds, you never really get used to it. So it kind of makes it that little bit more-ish, I guess.
Well, take it in and enjoy it. And a big congratulations. Big T from DolphinFriendlyBand.com has joined us on the podcast today. Starting off the 3-song set with the first song, Like No Other. Do you want to say what it's about, or do you know? Do you?
Like No Other. I sing Amanda here. I think it's a bit of a baby of his, and it's just a bit of a message, I think, for a lot of the people struggling with maybe any sort of, and we can all sort of vouch for this, any sort of alcohol or substance, that kind of thing, and just something that might be out of your hands, and just the control that it can have over you, and just trying to find that ability to let go. And this sort of does speak a lot like that, you know, Like No Other has a lot of meaning. And yeah, we'll just let you have a listen here for yourself. You know, it could mean anything, to be fair, or whatever you hear it. But yeah, from the latest EP, Won't Be Fools, give it a listen.
Speaking of Won't Be Fools, we'll be closing the 3-song set with that song, I believe, the close of the titles track.
She hurts me now. She's been a part of my life for so long. She never lets me down. Now I stare at her, the same bloodshot eyes. Look at the pain this beast has given me. Oh baby, I ain't lying. You ease my mind. All these years I let you hold me, calling me to final death. When sometimes I come on, when you hold me through the night, you make me feel like no other. When you creep into my mind, falling down in the gutter with my lover by my side. She's my baby. Don't want you no more. I smash your glass on the table. I'm gonna settle the score. Though I'm hurting now, I am done with you. Down in the gutter with my lover by my side.
tuned into kiwiradio.nz. Big shout out to Auckland City and Napier joining us live today. And that is the sound of dolphin-friendly kick-ass rock band from New Zealand. Four-piece, hard-hitting, no bullshit, it's like hard rock pop hop band born in the city of Christchurch.
Christchurch.
Yep, Christchurch is where it's at. We got lead singer and rhythm guitarist is Sam Madler. The drummer is Ben O'Carroll. They both founded the band in late 2017. We are now 2023. Quickly forming acquaintances with lead guitarist Thomas Clever and bassist Thomas McCutcheon. We've actually got the bassist on the phone right now doing the radio plug on behalf of the boys. Congratulations, man. That is kick-ass rock and roll. I love a good heavy riff, you know? So
yeah, I'm glad that you recognize that. That is totally like totally our niche, you know what I mean?
Here's a bit of a music trivia for you. If you ever get to South America, apparently I heard that instead of singing the lyrics and things like that, in South America the audiences really like singing the riffs. Like, they'll just be like, White Stripes, they'll be like, da, 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 da. So maybe you just keep that in mind.
Do you reckon that's like a bit of a, because do you reckon that's like a sports thing maybe? Because it's the type of thing you're hearing at like a football match, you know what I mean? And
I never thought of that till now, so there we go.
Oh, man, you'd hate to be, there'd be some songs where you'd hate to be at the, trying to sing a riff, you know what I mean? Something by Rush or something would probably do your head in.
Speaking of singing on the top of your lungs, have you recalled a moment where you were at a concert or maybe you were just in the shower and, you know, you've got like a really good riff in mind? What song is that for you? And you're singing
like another person's song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the White Stripes or something, or, you know, what's a riff that you like coming back to that gives you the good vibes? Can you think of any?
Oh man, honestly,
bass lick.
So many. Anything by a bass player. Anything by a bass player. It could honestly, bro. Like we just in the last sort of maybe year or so, anything Audio Slave has just been getting me going. Show me how to live
Tom
in
Morello.
Particular. Oh my god, that stuff is just the stuff of like dreams. You know what I mean?
And I still. Dreams. For me, Rage Against the Machine. I mean, Audio Slave is great, but Rage Against the Machine, man, like killing in the name. That's my youth right there. You know what I mean? Like, so much angst.
Man. It's so easy just to end up debating about that Audio Slave versus Rage. I mean, you just got to throw that advice around.
That's like saying Nintendo versus Sega, or you know, something like that. You know, they're both good, right? So
yeah, man.
Yeah.
No point being complacent. Just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the singer of Audio Slave, he's in a few bands, right?
Yeah, man. Chris Cornell. He's the Soundgarden guy.
R.I.P. though. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Chris Cornell.
Yep. Yeah. Dead or alive, if you had a musician cameo on a dolphin-friendly, song, dead or alive, who would that be for you guys?
That's 100% going to have to be Taylor Swift. I think we'd all agree on that if we had to get anybody.
That totally threw me off because I didn't. Well, the Tay Tay has the talent, right? She's a triple threat.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star. She's a kung fu star, pop star, you know, and she's pretty easy on the eye as well. So can't go wrong with that.
No, you really can't. And, you know, I bet you should bring a few of your friends. To come watch maybe a few hundred thousand people or something like that. So.
What about the underdog, you know, and feel free to shout out any of your friend bands or anything for this, but the underdog, who would you like to hero in your next song if that was a cameo? Like, are there any vocalists, violinists, something weird, right? Like, can you think of any? Went to a local gig recently and you thought, man, that fiddler, that man on the fiddle is...
There is, if you haven't checked these guys out, they're Crushers, they're young fellas, they're called Sneaky Caravan Monks.
That's what I wanted to hear.
They got some music coming out pretty soon and they are just the most electric band that you will see. Like, they just live and breathe that 60s, 70s sort of rock sound, and just an incredible, incredible artist. And no, they haven't paid me to say this. They are just that good. That would definitely be my local cameo to get in there, I think.
I found them. Are they the Smoke-Free Rockquest ones, the Sneaky Caribbean Monk Seals?
Yeah. Just I think they just go by Monk Seals now. I think it's you probably can tell now. It was a bit of a wordful, but
yeah.
I think they might have changed it up now just to Monk Seals, but yeah, couldn't recommend them anymore.
I found a song by theirs on SoundCloud called The Effervescence. So they really like to wordplay, right? So, yeah, now thank you for shouting that out to the young stars of Christchurch. By the way, I've got a button for you, which you'll enjoy.
Cha-cha, Christchurch.
Christchurch. yeah, love that sample.
I do enjoy that, actually.
Cha-cha, Christchurch.
Good. That makes me happy.
Yeah, that button does make me happy. And so does Dolphin Friendly. Isn't it such good vibes? I mean, I've only heard one song so far, and I'm already in, like, I'm in a mood to see you guys live, you know, in a big stadium. You know, that's the kind of sound that you guys have. So DolphinFriendlyBand.com. Check out the awesome photos that they've been basically gigging around New Zealand, doing some of the biggest festivals, and rightfully so. I mean, you guys would be so fun to watch live, I reckon. So Dolphin Friendly joining us today. Tell us about the second song, Radical Desire.
Yeah, Radical Desire was the second single off our last most recent EP, and it kind of hopefully it speaks a multitude of things to the listener, but we'll let you guys listen to it. It's got a good music video that goes along with it if you like skids. Not much more to say about it, but it's heavy hitter, it's got a hard riff, and if you like the last one, hopefully you'll like this one.
And Mr. Big T, you cool to stick around for 3.5 more minutes after the song to do a close off?
Oh yeah, man, yeah. You catch me there.
I don't mean clothing off. I mean close off. Just so you know.
Oh, close off. No. Oh yeah, right.
No, none of that. It is a PG-rated show, I think. KiwiRadio.nz, Dolphin Friendly. In your earbuds, the song is Radical Desire. Go check them out, one of the most exciting rock bands of New Zealand right now.
Hold on to fight your right desire. Behold your inner sight, it's fire to fuel the last salvation. A symbol of this revolution. Feel truth, your heart is right. The intuition of this life. Radical desire.
welcome to episode 83 of KiwiRadio.nz. 83 is a good number for me because that's the year I was born, man. Dolphin Friendly, man, that is so kick-ass. I'm so glad that we spoke about Rage Against the Machine earlier because that gave me the vibes, and I love that sample too, the Democracy sample. But that's, oh man, that's that song. Woo! I'm falling off my chair.
No, it's a heavy hitter, man. It's a heavy hitter.
Can you please do more of that one? Like, oh my God. Like, because I've heard some Kiwi bands do the kind of like ragey thing and do it badly, but you guys do it really well. Because I think the secret sauce is your singer doesn't have a Kiwi accent, in my opinion. Like, he sounds kind of, he's American, is he?
Yeah, it's so funny you ask, because we always have this sort of internal thing about, I suppose he does, about with his voice and stuff. Because I think we talk about it, whether do you want to go for that Kiwi or do you want to go for that American? I think that's just what naturally comes out.
Does he talk like how he sings, or what's? Give us some backstage, man, stuff about your singer. I mean, because he's pretty hot on the vox there. Is he gathering the groupies? Because with a voice like that, I mean, you know.
Oh man, if he talked the same way he sung, I think we would all be there. We'd be screaming in our ears, you know.
Yeah. No, you've struck it lucky with a good singer there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely hit that. I think all of us as a clique, you know, we've all sort of come together really nicely. We all come from such different backgrounds. I honestly think if you had asked us if we'd be doing this 6 or 7 years ago before the band started, most of us probably would have, when they said that we'd be together in this type of group, but I think what we've forged is pretty solid.
The thing I like about your music is you've got really locked in riffs, you've got a powerful singer, and just the songwriting itself is just, you know, very radio friendly, and I don't know, it just makes me feel like I want to jump up and down in the mosh pit. And you can't describe why you like a song. I guess it's very emotionally based, but that gets me amped, you know? So that's awesome. I want to see you guys live now. So any plans for Auckland?
Awesome to hear. No, nothing planned at the moment for Auckland, but we are trying to get together a few South Island shows. We are playing at the Town Hall of Christchurch on the 29th of July.
Be there.
Well, yep. Yeah, man. Don't miss it. Yeah,
give us the plug, venue, everything.
Yeah, man. That's going to be called Go Live. That's at the Town Hall. And that's the 29th of July. And it is Ōtautahi's best that they could bring. It's about 20 different artists all on the same night, all in the same place. And it is only $20. So you really have to be there. You'd be a fool not to be there, and I mean, we won't be fooled.
I love what you did there, seeing as the tour itself, well, the last tour was called Won't Be Fools, that was last year. Yeah. This year, will what are you going to rename it as? We Were Fools or something like that?
Well,
you know,
kind of thing.
We Were Fools, yeah, Won't Be Fools, We Were Fools. I don't know,
we got a bit of workshopping going on. I think we're trying to keep it quite local and hit some Canterbury towns. I won't give out too many details,
yeah,
but
sure.
Just make sure you keep a lookout for some upcoming shows maybe in your area over that July-August period.
You guys have some kick-ass merch as well, so please support the band. The website is dolphinfriendlyband.com. You can pick up some t-shirts and caps and all sorts of things there. It sounds like you've got a great mission statement, but also very kick-ass music. That's what it's all about. Well, anything else you want to plug?
Just like I talked about Sneaky Caravan Monks here, but there's some amazing music coming out of Ōtautahi Christchurch at the moment, and really just out of the whole country, and it's just really an amazing scene to be a part of, and I just can't emphasize it enough. Support local. Keep your ears out for the next big thing that's coming out of your city, and you just never know when your flatmate's workmate's pet is the next, you know, Beyonce or something like that. So.
Absolutely. And that's what that's the ethos behind KiwiRadio.nz. The podcast is 83 episodes strong. Dolphin Friendly, thank you for being, I guess, in the podcast on the year I was born, you know, like 83. It means a lot to me. Yeah, well, I was born in 1983, and, you know, I had a kick-ass rock band come to my 83rd episode of the podcast. So I don't know. I feel like you've been a good guest, and you've kind of changed my life, to be honest.
You've changed my life. 30 minutes ago, I was a way different person. So I can't thank you enough.
Can you say that, like, as a radio Sting plug, and I'll snip it up? Just say, you're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. You've changed my life. Yeah, something like that. Go. And mention
your
band.
Hey, it's Big T from Dolphin Friendly. You're listening to Kiwi Radio, the radio that changed my life forever in the space of 30 minutes.
I mean, that's the price of admission itself. Oh, you've totally made my day. Dolphin Friendly, they won't be fools. They'll be at the town. They'll be in Christchurch playing. Give us the plug again, Christchurch gig.
That's go live at the Town Hall on the 29th of July. $20 for about 20 artists.
And that's 2023, in case you're listening to this on MP3 replay. Speaking of replays, be sure to check out and download our previous podcast as replays, kiwiradio.nz. Hey, Big T, keep those bass riffs slapping. Do you do any slap bass in any songs?
Yeah. I'm sure if you dive deep enough through the catalogue, you'll find a couple of good slap lines, but...
Yeah, man, give us some Flea vibes. Flea vibes with a bit of Rage, you know, just mix it up. And now, anyways, I can't tell you what to do. You guys are writing some kick-ass music. Just do you, really. So stay cool, stay creative. Where are the other boys tonight, by the way?
My guess is as good as yours. Honestly, sometimes it's better not to know because...
Yeah, for sure.
It just makes... We've got practice tomorrow, so I'm sure I'll hear all about it tomorrow.
Well, you'll tell the boys that you had such a positive experience on the podcast, and I'm sure you'll be playing it on replay for them anyway. But yeah, I for one, you've gained a fan. I'm kind of gibbering actually because you're rock stars, man. You're rock stars. So, congratulations, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, Big T. Enjoy your night, and that concludes the show. Thank you very much. This is Dolphin Friendly, Won't Be Fools. Check them out, dolphinfriendlyband.com. Yeah, kick ass.
Such a ghost, hello.
and just like good credits of a wonderful movie, here is the bonus song for today's show. I wanted to play that Christchurch band he was talking about, Sneaky Caribbean Monk Seals. Found them on SoundCloud with a song called The Effervescence Song. I'm going in blindly here. It's 2-3 minutes long, but it's been recommended, so let's go check it out. Speaking of recommended, please tune in next week again, 7 to 8pm New Zealand time, and every Tuesday as well. We've got a ton more music showcases to come from New Zealand with acts like Marmalade and also Tomahawk, Hera, Sonic Space Lab, Liberty, Greg Conrad, and many, many more. And if you want to be part of the podcast, be sure to add me on Instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Send me a DM there and I'll line up a Tuesday for you. But otherwise, thank you for listening and thank you to our sponsors, MDWH, Anarchy, and all the people joining in as a monthly member. We want to thank RebellionGaia.com. If you're into video games and RPG games, go check out that on Steam. And also, we want to thank realmikemartins.com and also AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz. Ton of friends here at the podcast, and that's what happens when you're 83 episodes in. You make friends with musicians, with people, creatives, all sorts. Anyways, that is us. Sneaky Caribbean Monk Seals off to a good start here. They definitely sound pretty cool. Keep spreading the local, kiwiradio.nz. Thank you to upfm.co.nz for simulcasting the show live. We went a little overtime today, but that's no dramas because we love what we do. Alright, it's quarter past eight now, Tuesday 23rd May 2023. Catch us on replays, kiwiradio.nz, and see you next week. Bye-bye.